Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders International. We're blessed to have you with us tonight, and I want to thank you for all that you do for the kingdom of God. We're going to play just a brief moment of some music, and we will be right back. Tonight, we will be talking about groaning in the Spirit. Groaning in the Spirit. So get your Bibles out and get ready, for truly there is none like the Lord. So I just want you to get in meditation, and we're going to be talking about groaning in the Spirit. Okay, enjoy the music, and I'll be right back.
I'm here with Saturday with the Word. It's nothing like getting into the Word of God after all the drama and the situations we have to deal with throughout the weeks, the days, the evenings. Saturday with the Word of God, the Sabbath day. But truly, Lord, there is none like you. There is none like you. I just want to be a blessing to someone on the line tonight and just to encourage you to tell somebody about the broadcast. For truly, the broadcast is designed to build up, to exhort, to encourage God's people. We're going to be talking about tonight groaning in the Spirit. Groaning in the Spirit. Well, Father God, we thank you for this hour of power. Lord, we thank you that you're here with us, and we magnify your name. We glorify you. We bless you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We adore you, Lord God. And Father, we ask you right now that you would hide me behind your cross, Lord God. Let the blood of Jesus trickle down from the top of our head to the soles of your feet. And even those that's on the internet, Lord God, and even those on the line, Father, that you would open up their ear gates, Father, that they would hear a prophetic word, that they would hear, Lord God, revelation knowledge, that you would give them, Lord, an extra portion of your strength, of your authority, and of your anointing, Lord God. Father, we yield to you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. Amen. Well, I just send blessings to everyone again. You know, I got a little sore throat, but I'm not complaining. Because as long as God will let a sound come out, I told him I will be faithful to Saturday with the word. And we're going forth tonight. We're not going to play a CD. We're not going to play a pre-broadcast. We're just going to speak into your spirits tonight to encourage you. Talking about groaning in the spirit, I want you to turn your Bibles to Romans 8 and 22. And I pray that you do have your Bibles out. Because I'm telling you, what will we do without the Word of God? What will we do without God's Word? So I just want to ask you to turn your Bibles to Romans 8 and 22. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll be right back. Again, Romans 8 and 22. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. The whole creation has been groaning in travail together until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, we have the first fruit of the Spirit. There's a groaning that's inward. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, an inward groaning. You know, sometimes you may feel like you need to pray. Sometimes nothing will satisfy us until we begin to pray. And some of us, we're not satisfied until we pray in the Holy Ghost. Well, the Word of God said that we're built up, our faith is built up when we begin to pray in the Spirit, pray with our spiritual language. And right after we begin to pray with our spiritual language, we feel built up, we feel encouraged, as the Bible says that we would. In Job 8, I believe, the 8th verse. And that's a groaning that is inside of us that needs to come out. Sometimes we could be dealing with spiritual attacks and we begin to groan in the spirit with a shout, with a loud sound. And the sound, if you don't have the gift of interpretation, the sound, it sounds like something you never heard before. But that particular sound is inside of us. And who knows what we're saying?
no one but the Spirit of the Lord, unless we have the gift of interpretation. For Paul said that he to desire all of these gifts, to desire to have the gift of interpretation. Don't be afraid to be blessed with that gift. Groaning in the Spirit. Groaning in the Spirit. Who has the first fruit of the Spirit? Groaning inward as we wait for adoption as sons, as daughters, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we're saved. That's what the Word of God says. I'm in Romans 8 and 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. You know, prayer is a creative work. Prayer is work, and it's a creative work. It is not just a redemptive work. Because when you begin to pray, and when you pray in the natural, those words just begin to flow. And then sometimes you have to think about the area that you need to be praying in. You know, Paul talked about the groaning of the whole creation in this verse, verse 22. And then he speaks of the Holy Spirit groaning within us, groaning down on the inside of us. Verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. What Spirit? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Jesus. And then thirdly, he speaks about us groaning within ourselves. What is that about? Let's go to 23, verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. Jesus, talking about groaning in the Spirit, allowing your spirit man to come out and to groan and to pray and to intercede and to connect with the heavenlies. Can we do this with our natural language? Can we touch heaven with our natural prayer life? Where we're talking about a groaning, allowing our spirit to groan. Prayer is the very essence of God. Listen carefully. Prayer is the very essence of God's creation. It's prayer. It's a force that we carry inside of us. And when we begin to pray, it's released. It is the same power which God released when he created this planet Earth. But when we are in prayer, we are in line and in tune with God, just in tune with him. You know, some people feel you don't need to pray in the Holy Ghost. You don't need to allow your spirit to pray. Just pray with your natural man. But that prayer of the Holy Ghost is a groaning of the spirit man that is inside of you. It is a force that's inside of you as it comes out. It's the very nature of God's spirit that is inside of you. Paul talks about this. When we are in prayer, we're in tune with God. We're connecting with God. God's presence is right there. And sometimes we need to groan. I didn't say beg, but I said groan. Allow every part of you to connect with the Father. You don't have to have fancy words. For the Word of God said the Spirit knows what we ought to pray. When we pray and we are in line and in tune with God, it will allow God's creative force to flow through us. I want you to get this revelation. See, God can't create without us. He don't need us to create anything. He does not need us. But we need him. And however God chooses to do his creative work through our lives, through human lives, from the time that he created this world, he have allowed man to come in and he entrusted us with this earth. And he chosen to release his creative power through human beings, through men, through women. And this came to fullness when the Spirit of God came in to this planet Earth on the day of Pentecost. When God released a new degree, a new measure for us, for his people to move forward into the realm of the spirit, the realm of groaning and prayer. See, prayer has a creative work involved. You can't think that you're going to just say, oh, Father, thank you. God wants all of you. He wants you to travail. God does not want anything except that there. When it's released inside of you, that creative power has to be released before anything happens. Before anything happens in this earth realm, it has to be released to the heavenlies. You know, men of God have, when I say men of God, I mean men of God, men and women, have discovered that unless there's prayer, that God will not do anything at all. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek, go looking, and ye shall find. Knock. That's when the door is open. So we can't expect things to just happen unless we ask, unless we seek, unless we knock. If I got a check and I want to go and cash that check, I can't signify and say, boy, I really need to cash this check. It's not going to happen. It has to be some creative power, some creative work behind it. I have to make efforts. I have to ask. If I'm not able to get to the bank, I have to ask. And when I get to the bank, I have to seek my ID. And then when I seek my ID, what? I got to knock. That means I got to sign that check so it can get cashed. I have to put some creative work behind it. And that's the same thing it is with prayer. You know, there can be no action unless there is first a release of creative power. And there can be no change unless their creative power come forth. So that power that lays dormant inside of us, it has to come up and out. And that's the same thing with deliverance. If you find yourself, if you begin to cough, you can literally begin to cough and pray and cause what's inside of you to come up and out. If you got congestion inside of you and you begin to cough, you can cough it up and out. I want you to get the revelation. I'm going to ask you to turn to Colossians 4. Four and 12. Colossians 4 and 12. 4 and 12 read, Euphrates, who is one of you, just like you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer. Laboring fervently for you in prayer, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. He was an intercessor, a bond servant of Christ. And I'm going to read it in the NIV where it says, a bond servant of Christ greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. You know, he was a laborer in prayer. And he prayed that they would stand perfect, complete. And Colossians 2 and 10 says, I'm trying to make a point here, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power, meaning authority. Authority. So God has given us authority. Who is the head of all powers, principalities, and power? They are already complete. But in Colossians 4 and 12, he talks about is praying, he's still praying, that they may still be complete. Potentially, we are already complete in Christ. But Jesus' work is a complete work. The work of Jesus, the atonement, is complete. But there is nothing more you can add to what Jesus has done. I want to make that understood. But for the perfect work to enter into our lives, prayer is the force that must be released. And that's why Euphrates, that's why he prayed. And it's not enough to study the Bible in order to grow into this completeness. You know, Bible study, I mean, you acquire knowledge and, you know, you can mix it with prayer. But growth in perfection is fundamentals. It's a basis of prayer. You can learn and establish your prayer life. But it is the level and the measure of prayer that you determine true growth, when you begin to travail, when you begin to actually see what you're asking for manifest, you can't even understand the word of God unless we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So we want to understand when we ask God for something and we actually utilize our faith and actually see it happening through prayer, we can obtain wisdom and revelation. Have you ever been in prayer and you're able to understand something in the Word of God because you prayed first? You know, prayer and the Word, it goes together. And it's only both of these things together that revelation comes. See, when we lack prayer, we want to say, we want to ask somebody, can you pray for me? And all that's good. But God wants you to be developed in your prayer life. You know, things don't change until we change the situation through prayer. Perfect, lacking nothing in prayer. You can depend on others to pray for you. But spiritual growth comes when you begin to pray. When you begin to groan. When you begin to fervently pray. When you begin to cry out. Because guess who's being developed? You are. Your growth is being perfected. When you lack prayer, you will begin to falter in your spiritual growth. And like I said, you cannot depend on others to pray for you all the time. You have to learn to pray yourself all the time. We have to learn to pray ourselves. And it's good to have more prayer involved as part of our growth. You know, some people who do not pray always want prayer. You have to think of prayer as my connection with the Father. And it's part of our growth. You can pray and you can mess the sentence up. You can snot and blow your nose and cough, and God will still listen to us. I like to look at it as rioting prayer or prayer that's on fire. You ever seen a riot? You ever been in a riot? Well, I'll tell you. When you get into the presence of the Father and you begin to labor and you begin to grow, and then you understand that there's such a deepness to the revelation of travailing. Let's turn to Galatians. Galatians 4 and 19. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. You know, Paul was speaking here. Paul labored in birth. He said, again, until Christ is formed in you. He was talking about the Galatians. You know, Paul used the word travail, and that's a Greek word. Agony. Look up in the Greek, A-G-O-N, it says I-A, but it's a form of agony. Paul worked for the growth of the Galatians. Do we work for the growth of our family? Do we work for the growth of our friends? Do we work for the growth of our enemies? You know, this is what Paul was doing, and he worked for the growth in two ways. He did it through prayer, and he did it through teaching, the ministry. And both needs go together. As you teach and you pray, something is bound to happen. If you do that, if you pick individuals that God have led you to, you begin to pour into them. You know, it's time for God's people to stop eating and to begin to feed. But in order for us to feed, we have to grow up. We have to begin to take responsibility for our sisters and our brothers. And I'm not saying baby them where they're crippled. But I'm saying give them enough where they understand that it's time for them to begin to feed and not eat all the time. And don't get me wrong, we'll always eat. But to everything there's a season. There's a time when we have to teach. There's a time when we have to pray for others. When we understand it's not about us, it's about what we can give. It's about what we can sow, what we can do, so that when God look at our life, that he'll be able to say that that person, that man, that woman, that daughter, that son, that he sold into the lives of others. You know, sometimes some people try to reform other people's lives through teaching without prayer. And it'll never work. Because it is prayer that determines the effectiveness of the teaching. So both of these forces need to go together. We got to pray. We have to develop a prayer life. And when we develop that prayer life, first, we get the growth. When we intercede for others, we get broken. In Romans, Paul showed us the object of our groaning. And that is, we groan for our perfection in the fullness of Jesus Christ. We groan for the perfect will of God to be done. What is this groaning? Is this groaning in the spirit? Okay, let's see. Turn back to Romans 8 and 26. Thank you, Jesus. And while you turn into that, I'm going to take a little tea break so I can drink some liquids for my throat. But just give me a minute and I'll be right back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're going to pick up where we left off. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Okay, I ask you to turn to Romans 8 and 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Now this is the part right here. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. 27 says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Now, the Holy Spirit help us to pray. Do we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us? Now, if we have the Holy Spirit, he'll come and he'll dwell with you, speaking in utterance and in groaning. He's living inside of us, and he's groaning. That spirit man, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, will groan in the spirit. And groaning in your spirit. Stay with me. Groaning in the spirit touches the creative force of God that's inside of us. And it occurs in the realm of the deep of your spirit. When I began to pray, it's like your voice box. It can be used within a spectrum. And you can bring it down to its lowest level, like I'm doing now. Or you can bring it up to its highest level. Your voice, the voice box. And it is the measure that God uses our voice to activate situations. The kingdom of God is voice activated. When you begin to speak, things happen. When God created the heavens and the earth, he spoke it, and it was activated. Just say, for instance, if you got young children, and this is the way it should be, when you begin to speak, go and put that in the corner. It should happen. Well, that's the same way it is in the spirit realm. You can groan in the spirit and not knowing what you're groaning for, but it is the will of the Father. In the same way, groaning in the spirit, it reaches to the fullness of that which is within your spirit, and it brings it forth to the Lord. So whatever your concerns are, whatever your needs are, whatever you may not even know, but when you groan and let the inner man groan out to Father, Abba, our daddy, our creator, our master, that's the real you. Because see, this body gonna die, but the spirit man is gonna connect with the Spirit of God to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. It's not talking about our body being present, but the spirit man will actually leave the body and be in the presence of the Spirit of God. So our spirit man has to pray. Our spirit man has to groan to connect with the Spirit of God. Your spirit has a creative force waiting to be leashed, unleashed, waiting. We have power and we have authority to make things happen. If we don't waver, if we be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Word of God. We can't be hot one day and cold another, but we have to allow that spirit man to be steadfast, always knowing what we stand for, and don't be wishy-washy, saying this one day and then something else another day. So the spirit man that's growing inside of us, that's the real deal. That's who we really are. Our pains, our sorrow, our laughter, our joy. It's all resting in the deep of our belly. It's right there. In the same way that we groan in the Spirit and we reach the Spirit of God, that's what we should do when we have concerns. Instead of talking about it, and as the world say, be about it. How do we be about it? We be about it by groaning in prayer. Because complaining is not going to help. You know, I said to a woman of God today, I had to do some chores, and I said, I really don't feel like doing this, you know, because my throat was a little sore. And I said, there's no sense in me complaining about it. And she responded and said, yeah, because you're still going to have to do it. And I'm saying this to you tonight. Let's stop the complaining. But let's begin to groan in the spirit to make things happen. Let our spirit man connect with the Father. And when we pray in the Spirit, we realize that there is something inside of us which want to come forth. And most of that will come forth in the natural. We release it to the air. It becomes a sound. And then there's a movement in our vocal cords and in our lips that's activating that deep inside of us. And that's when the deep calls upon the deep. That's when the deep that's inside of you calls upon the deep that's inside of the Holy Spirit, that's inside of God. You know, groaning in the Spirit is praying in the Spirit. But at a quicker pace than when we pray in tongues. And I'm going to let you know exactly what I'm saying to you. And I'm going to say it again, groaning in the Spirit is a praying in the Spirit, but it's a quicker pace than praying in tongues. See, when you pray in tongues or in the Spirit, you release your burdens a little at a time, slowly. But when you get deep and you get deeper in the Spirit, you begin to groan. You begin to cry. And then you release all of your burdens all at once. They just go. And you feel that breakthrough. It's like a little tiger roar. And sometimes this groaning is accomplished with a tear. But the end result is that the burden is lifted. It's entirely released out to the Lord within a few seconds. It's like no shape, form, or fashion. We're not talking about it. We're being about it. The groaning, it possesses, it processes us. It calls us, you know, I'm excited. Because these potentials that we have inside of us, we're not using them. The groaning is like a process of your whole body, your whole spirit man is involved in this creative process. And it touched the very basics of God creation, of God's force. When I say it touches, because when you begin to groan and cry out, and those sounds like, ah, that's an example. It touches God's creation when it touches the air. And that is why we may not be able to reach the groaning right away, because we're not willing to cry out. Those sounds, you know how when mothers have to discipline their children and they make those sounds and you don't know what that sound is? Ah! And when you do that, you begin to build up yourself to know the burden that's in the spirit placed inside of you. And when it come up, and it come out, and it birth into the atmosphere. So now you're not carrying it anymore. Don't tell me that you don't need to pray in the spirit. Don't tell me that you don't need your spirit man to pray. Don't tell me that you don't need your spirit man to groan. You don't need it to be saved. You don't need it to get to heaven, but you need it to connect with the Spirit of God. You need your spirit man to connect with the Spirit. The Spirit and the Spirit works together. The natural man and the natural man can connect. But it is important to realize this. Because, see, it's a gradual process. The devil, the enemy, put the biggest lie out to God's people and twists it up. You have to pray in the spirit to be saved. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, the Bible says thou shall be saved. But when you want the deepness of God, as Paul is talking about, you got to labor in your spirit. You got to groan. It's going to bring you discomfort. But the groaning is necessary so you don't have to deal with those problems in the natural. You can deal with them in the spirit. And whereby you are built up on the inward side, the inward man began to get built up. The inward man is built up. You're wondering why you feel weak. You're wondering why you feel tired. You're wondering why you don't know what the next day is going to bring. Because your spirit is starving to groan, to go in your room, your prayer closet, an area where you can connect with the Father and let go. Let it out. Groan. Cry. You might cry. You might laugh. You might sing. You might dance. But it's important that you allow the spirit, man inside of you, to labor, as Galatians 4:19 talks about. Let the burden come out of you. And Paul literally, he was saying that he was agonizing for the Galatians. He was groaning. And think about what he means, groaning. To groan implies pain. And nobody groans unless there's pain. A woman in birth of a baby, you groaned. Discomfort. A spiritual groaning implies that you can reach to a point of delivery. That baby began to push. You began to groan. And what happened? At the appointed time, the baby came forth. We're going to be talking about this for the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to be talking about type of tears that we produce when we groan. I'm going to be talking about developing the groaning. And I'm going to tell you something. I want you to get somebody next week and bring them on the line with you. That's when you pour into others. That's when you begin to sow into others. You tell them, let's get a date. And we're going to get a date to meet on the internet. We're going to get a date. And even if they can't come on Saturday with the word, they can go on demand and they can listen to it because it'll be on there. But I want to encourage you tonight to understand that you got a ton of bricks inside of you that God wants to come up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. God don't want you to carry them heavy burdens unnecessarily. Those burdens weren't meant for you to carry. And God wants you to understand how to release them. How to allow the deep to call upon the deep. Have you travailed lately? And I'm going to play a portion of this song, and I really want you to listen to it. Don't hang up. Stay with me. We're almost about to end. But in this song, the woman of God is talking about the deep calling upon the deep. And of course, when your spirit man that's inside of you, that's the deep, is in your belly. And when it calls upon the deep, I want you to know that you can connect with the Spirit of God. You can connect with Him. And He will connect with you. For truly there is something inside of you that can touch God. And you can release. And when you release, God produces. All those things we've been wanting, we're going to touch and agree, and we're going to groan in the spirit, and we're going to watch the manifestation. Amen. And I'm going to have to ask Evangelist Hannah the name of this song. Just give me a minute, and I'm going to play this for you. And I want you to connect with this song. I want you to listen to the words. I'm going to have to go to the screen room for just one moment, and I want you to go in meditation, and I'll be right back. Praise God. I'm getting ready to play this song now, and I want you to listen to the words and be blessed with this song. And I want you to go into worship, and I want you to let your spirit connect with the Father.
You.
When you begin to cry out in worship, when you surrender, that's when the deep can call upon the deep. When you give your all in prayer, you can connect. God wants all of you. He wants that spirit man. He wants the natural man. But he want to connect with you in the spirit realm. I want to encourage you tonight. When you get off these lines, touch the presence of the Holy Spirit that's inside of you. You will see a change in the atmosphere. You will see a change in your situation. Allow the deep inside of you to allow your soul cry out in worship. lift your hands up and say, Lord, I surrender. What are you surrendering? All of the pain, all of the letdown, all of the disappointment. Let it go. And let God. God can do it. He don't need your help. But it works so much better when we work with Him. God will allow us to go through things so He can connect with our spirit. So it's so much easier to give Him your all, give Him your mind, give Him your spirit, and groan out. And let your spirit man groan. In closing, I thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Saturday with the Word. We'll be here next Saturday. Same time, same place. You can go on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/kingdombuilders. And you can listen to the broadcast again. And if you want to sow into what we're doing, I want to encourage you to do so. The website will be up this week. And you'll be able to go to www.kingdombuildersinternational.com. Not .org, but it'll be .com. That you can sow into what we're doing to be a blessing to others. And if you want to mail us your seed, you could email us at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. And until we get everything else together, we encourage you to sow into what God is doing through this ministry, because all we're doing is sowing into other ministries. So I bless you with the love of God. And we're going to close out with a word of prayer. And I just want to say, those that don't know God in the pardon of their sins, and you want to know Him, it's easy to do. Repent. Confess that Jesus is Lord. Repent means to turn away. Confess that Jesus died, but He didn't stay dead. He rose again, and He is the Son of God. It's that easy. You accept it into the kingdom. You accept it into the Father. If you said those words and you did what I just said, you are now saved. You believe it in your heart. If you want a Bible, you don't have one, email us. We'll be more than happy to send you. Have one sent out, an MP3 audio Bible to you. So we're going to close out, and we thank you so much for being with us Saturday with the Word. Groaning in the Spirit. Father, we thank you for those that have tuned in, even those that will listen later. We send blessings to their homes. We thank you for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you and have a good night. And don't forget to go in prayer. Amen. God bless you.
I'm not alone.